As the years passed, the two brothers grew farther and farther apart, and their separate kingdoms became richer and grander. Their disputes, however, became more and more difficult to reconcile, but always, with patience and love, the princesses set things right. Then one day, they had the most terrible quarrel of all. King Azaz insisted that words were far more significant than numbers, and hence his kingdom was truly the greater. And the mathematician claimed that numbers were much more important than words, and hence his kingdom was supreme. They discussed and debated and raved and ranted until they were on the verge of blows when it was decided to submit the question to arbitration by the princesses. After days of careful consideration, in which all the evidence was weighed and all the witnesses heard, they made their decision. Words and numbers are of equal value, for in the cloak of knowledge, one is warp and the other woof. It is no more important to count the sands than it is to name the stars. Therefore, let both kingdoms live in peace. Everyone was pleased with the verdict. Everyone, that is, but the brothers, who were beside themselves with anger. What good are these girls if they cannot settle an argument in someone's favor, they growled, since both were more interested in their own advantage than in the truth. We'll banish them from the kingdom forever. And so they were taken from the palace and sent far away to the castle in the air, and they have not been seen since. That is why today, in all this land, there is neither rhyme nor reason. And what happened to the two rulers? Asked Milo. Banishing the two princesses was the last thing they ever agreed upon, and they soon fell to warring with each other. Despite this, their own kingdoms have continued to prosper, but the old city of wisdom has fallen into great disrepair, and there is no one to set things right. So you see, until the princesses return, I shall have to stay here. Maybe we can rescue them, said Milo, as he saw how sad the witch looked. Oh, that would be difficult, she replied. The castle in the air is far from here, and the one stairway which leads to it is guarded by fierce and black-hearted demons. Tuck growled ominously, for he hated even the thought of demons. I'm afraid there's not much a little boy and a dog can do, she said. But never you mind, it's not so bad. I've grown quite used to it here. But you must be going, or else you'll waste the whole day.
Oh, we're here for 6 million years, sighed Milo, and I don't see any way to escape.
Nonsense, scolded the witch. You mustn't take Officer Shrift so seriously. He loves to put people in prison, but he doesn't care about keeping them there. Now just press that button in the wall and be on your way.
Milo pressed the button, and a door swung open, letting in a shaft of brilliant sunshine.
Goodbye! Come again!
Shouted the witch as they stepped outside and the door slammed shut. Milo and Tok stood blinking in the bright light, and as their eyes became accustomed to it, the first things they saw were the king's advisers again, rushing toward them.
Ah, there you are! Where have you been? We've been looking all over for you. The royal banquet's about to begin. Come with us.
They seemed very agitated and out of breath as Milo walked along with them.
But what about my car? He asked.
Don't need it, replied the Duke. No use for it, said the minister.
Superfluous, advised the Count. Unnecessary, stated the Earl.
Uncalled for, cried the Undersecretary. We'll take our vehicle.
Conveyance, rig, cherubink, chariot,
buggy,
coach, brougham,
shenzhen,
they repeated quickly in order, and pointed to a small wooden wagon. Oh, dear, all those words again, thought Milo as he climbed into the wagon with Tok and the cabinet members.
How are you going to make it move? It doesn't have a...
Be very quiet, advised the Duke, for it goes without saying.
And surely enough, as soon as they were all quite still, it began to move quickly through the streets, and in a very short time they arrived at the royal palace.